get a word from the Lord. God, we honor you. God, I thank you that you're greater than our emotions, that you're greater than our feelings. I thank you that you sit all by yourself. And I thank you that you've told us to come up here. I thank you that you've told us that you want to be in a relationship with each one of us. I thank you that you've forgiven us, that you love us, that you redeemed us. God, that your plan is to be in communion with each one of us. Lord, we love you this morning, and I pray that you will open up our hearts so that we can see something in a way that we've never seen it. Lord, I pray for revelation. I pray for understanding. And when we get those things, Lord, I pray that we are allowed to the impact these revelations, these words of knowledge to impact our lives so that others around us will see our light, but they will give you all the glory because you deserve it all, Lord. You are truly, truly a good, good Father. And this morning we love you. This morning we honor you. And this morning we are grateful for everything that you continue to do in our lives. We pray these things by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture this morning is going to come out of Esther chapter 9, verse 12, the book of Esther chapter 9, verse 12. And just for the sake of time this morning, I'm going to do probably a longer than normal backstory. Because I want to show you something that the Lord showed me yesterday morning, that I jumped out of the shower, threw some clothes on and ran in here, and I'm not for sure if I actually used any words when I was explaining it to Alex. I think I cried the whole time I was trying to explain it to her. But when God shows us something, we should, you know, take the time, it however, you know, long necessary, to honor him for speaking to us, to honor him for showing something to us in a way that we've never seen it before. But in the book of Esther, like I said, if you've never read it, I really, really encourage you to, you know, start at chapter 1 and read it through. You have this beautiful picture of what I believe is God showing us many, many things. It's I believe one of the greatest things Esther shows us is how a relationship with God should be, how being in his presence can change things. So you have Queen Esther. She You have this king, Xerxes, if that's how you pronounce it. His queen, at the end of the day, wouldn't come into him. So pretty much he banishes her from his kingdom. And he finds Queen Esther. She was a Jew. She began to get favor in many and all people's sight. And long story short, what had happened is the king was looking for somebody to choose as his queen. And God granted Esther favor, and she becomes the queen. And the Bible says that her uncle's name was Mordecai, and there was a man named Haman. And just to make a long story short, Haman kept trying to destroy Mordecai. He had wrote a decree with the king's seal to say, listen, we need to kill Mordecai, kill all the Jews. And that's where we're going to pick up right here, is Mordecai has done nothing but honor God. He has told Queen Esther, listen, I need you to go talk to the king, which gets one, in my opinion, one of the greatest verses in the Bible. Mordecai tells Queen Esther, he says, listen, maybe God has prepared you for a season such as this, or a time such as this. Queen Esther immediately says, listen, Mordecai, you get all your people to fast. I'll get all my people to fast. And then I'll go in and talk to the king. But there was one thing about it. If when Queen Esther went to talk to the king, if he didn't extend his golden scepter to her, then she would be killed. She would lose her life for just literally walking in to talk to the king if the king did not call for her first. So that's why Esther was upset, telling Mordecai, listen, get your people to pray, get your people to fast. I'll get my people to fast. I'll get my people to pray, and I'll go in to talk to the king. And another one of the great verses is, listen, when I do this out of faith, if I perish, then I perish. Queen Esther was a woman of faith. Her character was rock solid. She believed God. She was a lady of honor. She was a lady of wisdom. And all she wanted to do, she knew that if she could get into the presence of the king, then she could make a difference in this decree that was going to kill her people. She knew that if she can get into the king's presence, that she knew something would have to change because of the power of the king. I believe it is a perfect example for you and me this morning, this afternoon, whenever you hear this message, that we will have the ability that if we know that we can get into God's presence, then things have to change. You see, I'm a personal believer that presence fixes absolutely any problem in our life. If you have a problem, any type of sin, any type of sadness, any type of unforgiveness, you name the problem. I believe that if you and me can get close enough to God, then those things cannot exist in the presence of the Holy One. You see, holy simply means in a league all by yourself. It means completely separate from sin, absolutely, but it also means completely separate from anything else. That's why we call unto God, holy, holy, holy. That's why the angels right now, they're flying around his throne screaming, holy, 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 holy is the Lamb of God. They've done it for eternity and they'll continue to do it for eternity. But you have Queen Esther in this situation that she's literally putting her life in her own hands. And she says, listen, if I perish, I perish. And the Bible says that she goes in to talk to the king. And when the king sees her, that he extends his golden scepter to her. Could you imagine the relief that Esther felt? Could you imagine how scared, how worried, how you know, just absolutely in turmoil she was, because she knew that if the king didn't accept her into his presence by extending this golden scepter, then she would lose her life. The Bible says that she goes in and talks to the king, and just to kind of condense everything, she says, listen, I want to throw a feast for you and Haman being the enemy. And a couple days later, she explains to the king, listen, king, this man, Haman, has plotted to kill my people. I'm one of those people. And the Bible says that Haman gets fearful for his life. He jumps on the couch with the queen. The king comes back into the room, and Haman gets hung on the very gallows that he had set up for Mordecai. So there's, and you can read it, but there's two different instances that Esther goes in to the king. The first one, she tells Haman, or excuse me, she tells Mordecai, listen, y'all pray, y'all fast, we'll pray, we'll fast, and then I'll go into the king, and when he extends his golden scepter, then I'll be accepted. And this morning, what I want to talk about is to trust the process. You see, the first time Queen Esther went into the king, she made a big deal out of it, as she should have. She should have been scared because she could have lost her life. She didn't know the outcome. She didn't know what kind of mood the king was going to be in. She didn't know whether she was going to be accepted. And brothers and sisters, so many of us this morning are scared to go to God because we don't know if we're accepted. We don't know what kind of mood this king is, this God is that we've thought is like Zeus throwing lightning bolts from heaven. We've somehow allowed the world to tell us who our God is when Jesus in the book of John says, listen, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The very things that I do are what the Father wants to do. Don't you believe that the Father is in me and I'm in the Father and we are one? I understand that there's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Absolutely no problem. But I believe the character of all three are exactly the same. I believe when we see Jesus show mercy and show kindness and show love and show forgiveness to these people, that is exactly the way God feels about you and me. You see, the blood of bulls and goats, that it wasn't good enough. It had to be done over and over and over again. But when the perfect Lamb of God, when the spotless Lamb of God, when Jesus decided that he would be willing to go to that cross, when the Father decided that he would be willing to send the Son to that cross, you and me have a better way in. It was an inferior covenant back then. So why do we go to the Old Testament to see what God looks like? Why don't we go to the person of Jesus and say, look, God, this is how you feel about me. This is how you love me. This is how you get down in the mud with me. This is how, if I'm caught in the act of adultery, you give me another and another and another chance. This is how God feels about us in the person of Jesus Christ. But we don't believe this. We talk to God like Jesus is the good cop and God is the bad cop. I do it myself sometimes. I'm absolutely terrified of something or scared or worried or anxious, whatever it may be. But if I looked at God like I look at Jesus, I would come boldly to the throne of grace where I can find mercy to help in a time of need. How many of us have allowed the enemy to scare us from going to the throne? How many of us have allowed the enemy to make us feel condemned or make us feel less than or make us feel like we're not good enough? You see, brothers and sisters, the good message is, the great message of Jesus Christ is, it doesn't matter how you feel. God said you're good enough. It doesn't matter that you feel less than in the sense of God said, I still loved you and I still redeemed you. Because the Bible says, yet while we were sinners, Jesus died on the cross. That means before you and me ever thought of doing a good thing, Jesus knew that he would go there and pay for you and me. It's the good news of Jesus Christ. It's absolutely one of the most amazing things to think about is the love story that Jesus did for you and me. And I believe in the book of Esther, when Esther was scared to go before the king, I believe it's like us sometimes. We're scared to go before the king. But when we get boldness and when we ask God to help us, every single time, God will never disappoint you and me. The Bible promises us that he'll meet us right where we're at. That if we'll call upon the Lord, then he promises to come to us. So Queen Esther talks to the king. She tells him the plan and she gets victory in her life. A couple chapters later, Queen Esther has to go talk to the king again. And the Bible says that he extends his golden scepter to Queen Esther. And the second time that she went to talk to the king, her life was still in the balance. She could have been equally scared to talk to the king. She could have been equally nervous. She could have told Mordecai and all her people to pray and fast and do these things, but she didn't. I find it amazing that in one day she needs everybody to do all these, you know, prayer and fasting, which absolutely is amazing, so that she can go talk to the queen and she said, or king, excuse me. And she says, listen, if I perish, I perish. In other words, if I die, I die, but at least I tried. But a day or two later, she goes back to the king to talk to him. And the Bible says that the king extends his golden scepter to Queen Esther, and she didn't ask anybody to pray. I believe God is showing us this morning that if we will get into his presence one time, then we can notice something about his character. We can notice something about his goodness. We can notice something about the love of God that will compel us to come back to him again and again. It won't allow the feelings from the enemy of less than or lack of or whatever it may be, or depression or anxiety, to keep us from the goodness of God. You see, Queen Esther didn't need anybody to pray the second time because she had been in the presence of the king. She got to know him better. She realized, well, wait a minute, this man loves me. This man is in a relationship with me. This man is exactly who I need him to be. And in his presence, things have to happen because of who he is and who I am to him. Brothers and sisters, this morning, things have to get out of our life because of who you are and who you are to God himself. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are blessed above and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. The very same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is exactly the same spirit that rests in you and me this morning. Hallelujah, it's good news. It's okay to be scared to go to God. Just go. And the next time you go, it'll be easier. And the next time it'll be easier. And the next time it'll be easier. And this morning in Esther chapter 9, verse 12, Esther's went into the king a few times and she's beginning to get to know him. But in Esther chapter 9, verse 12, the Bible says, and the king said to Queen Esther, The Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the citadel, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what is your petition? It shall be granted to you. Or what is your father or further request? It shall be done. In closing this morning, Queen Esther has went to the king several times and she's got boldness because she realized who the king is. I promise you, God is in, he's in love with you. He's fascinated by you. He delights in showing you and me mercy. He delights in showing us loving kindness. He delights in being long-suffering with you and me. Oh, if we could believe this morning. He loves us. He loves us so much that the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That anybody, that everybody that believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Stop making heaven a destination. I believe we can have heaven on earth now. I believe we are victorious in the Christ Jesus. And I promise you, just like Queen Esther, we can keep going before the king and going before the king, and it gets easier and it gets easier and it gets easier to the point in Esther chapter 9, verse 12, the king Ahasuerus actually went to Queen Esther to talk to her, to let her know the good news, to tell her about the victories, to literally say back to Queen Esther, listen, this is what's going on. This is the victories. This is everything I'm doing for you. What else do you want? What else can I do for you? Brothers and sisters, I promise you that if we will begin to acknowledge the character of God, not the character that Sunday school might have taught us about or what we've read or what we thought we've known, but if we will look at God exactly like we look at the person Christ Jesus, exactly, I've got to say, exactly like you look at Jesus, because they are one. Jesus told them again, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What I'm doing on the inside, when I'm showing love, when I'm showing mercy, when I'm performing these miracles to people that do not deserve it, that is God. That's the Father on the inside of me doing these things. That is absolutely the same God that wants to do something for you and me. He's the God like King Ahasuerus that went back to Queen Esther after Esther was fearful for her life, after she was nervous and anxious and made a big deal about going to talk to the king. That same very king went back to her. God will come to you. God will come to you in the midnight hour. God will come to you early in the morning, late at night, in the middle of the day. And he desires to talk to you. He desires to whisper things to you. He desires to show you his love. Brothers and sisters, God Almighty that created everything absolutely desires to be in communion with you and me. He desires to talk to us. And it's okay this morning that the queen was scared to go to him. It's okay this morning that you're nervous or that you messed up this morning or whenever it may be. Just go back to him and learn something of his character. Learn how good he is. Learn how patient he is. Learn how merciful he is. Learn how much he loves you. Learn how much he loves me. And because of these things, they will make you go back to him. And when he comes to you to talk to you, your ears will be wide open. I had a little girl come into the pharmacy yesterday. Man, it's amazing to me how God speaks to me for this word. I mean, it blows my mind every single Wednesday morning. Little girl came to the pharmacy and usually she's jumping around and acting silly or whatever. And to be honest, I probably do it with her. But she was mad and just upset and, you know, holding on to her mom real tight. And I was talking to them and I thought maybe she didn't feel good. And the mom said, no, she's just upset about tumbling. Apparently she had tried, and this little kid's, I don't know, five, six years old. Pretty little girl. And the mom says, no, she was in tumbling class and she couldn't do some of the things the other kids were doing. And, you know, she's upset. She's frustrated. She just wants to be able to do flips and to do cartwheels and to do, you know, all these things that I'm not going to lie to you. I've never been able to do them. And unless the Lord intervenes, it's not going to happen. Matter of fact, I'm probably not even going to try to do them. But this little girl, she's frustrated. She, I mean, you could just look at her, and you know how kids are. They wear their emotions on their sleeves, like myself. And this morning, or yesterday, she felt just like everything was going wrong in her life, and you know, all these things. And immediately I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Listen, Isabel used to feel the same way." I said, "My daughter, when she started gymnastics, she could not even do a cartwheel. It was bad. Like, I know mine are bad, and I know Isabel's here this morning, but it was terrible." And I was like, "Alex, I don't know if she's ever going to be able to do this." But Isabel trusted the process. So when that little girl was upset and telling me all these things, I got to share the story of my daughter with her and how she's, over the past year and a half, trusted the process. And I got to show her a video that Isabel had sent to me a couple days ago of her doing back flips or back handsprings and all these things. To the point now, Isabel has Joshua doing some pretty cool moves on the trampoline and things I never thought Joshua's body would be able to do. And the little girl instantly began to run around and get happy because she saw that it was possible. Brothers and sisters, if there's anything today that I want you to know, I want you to know that it's possible. I want you to know to trust the process. It's okay to be like Queen Esther the first time, be scared to go to God. Just make sure you go. And it's okay to be like Queen Esther the second time she went to the king, where she got to know his character. She got to know what it was like to be in his presence. She got to know the love that the king had for the queen. But maybe one of the most important things I want you to know this morning is that you are willing to do these things. You trusted the process. I want you to know that God is more than ready and more than willing and more than able to come to you and meet you exactly where you're at. He'll come talk to you. He'll come share things with you. In the American church, we've made a lot of pastors or preachers or prophets, whatever it may be, that we've made people think like we're the only ones that can get a word, or we're the only ones that God speaks to on the regular. And it's the furthest thing from the truth. God can speak to my son or my daughter as much as he speaks to me. God wants to speak to you, but we have to be willing to trust the process. And the process is absolutely one step. It's get into the presence of the King. Let him fix you. Let him fix me. Let him show his love. Let him be the one that wraps you and envelops you with the kindness and the goodness of God. You see, the baby apple tree or the baby orange tree is an orange tree or an apple tree when it's a foot tall or when it's 10 feet tall. When it's producing apples or when it's not producing apples, it's still an apple tree. Brothers and sisters, so what? Your life looks different from mine, or mine looks different from yours. We're all children of God. We're all redeemed. It was the very same blood that I needed to show me and give me forgiveness, and I need for forgiveness. I want to encourage you this morning that we need to absolutely be like the Queen Esther. But more than anything else, I want us to know that we need to understand that Jesus is exactly what God says about himself. I know that bumps against religion, and I know that goes against some things, but that's okay. Allow it to. Allow God to show you the truth, because I promise you, I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey that God is continuously showing me his goodness. He's continually showing me that he's willing to love me until I understand. Love me until I realize I'm forgiven. Love me until I realize that there's a better way. I pray that we can have the understanding that if we get into God's presence, then we can understand his character. Let's pray. Father God, I honor you. God, I honor you that I got to share a story with a little girl yesterday. I thank you that for the victory that I saw in her life. I thank you that an 8-year-old little girl was willing to trust the process, and that brought victory through another's life. And God, if that's possible, since that's possible, then I know because Jesus came to this earth and walked victorious without sin, I know because that was possible, God, that it is possible and it is true that you are absolutely in love with us this morning. I thank you for the love that we
see in you, God. And I pray for a revelation for every person that hears this word, God, that we will understand, that we will see, and that we will be able to allow it to impact our life, that we can see your character, your goodness, your mercy, and your love. That when we think of you, Father, then we think of the Son. We don't separate them and think that the Son is good and that you're judge. That we look at y'all exactly the same. That you are love. God, you are the rescuer, and I thank you for never giving up on us. I thank you that we can understand your character more and more, and that brings us closest to you. And God, that would be good enough, but you didn't stop there. You said, listen, if we'll do that, if we'll trust the process, then you'll be faithful to come to us and speak to us. I thank you that you went to Adam. I thank you that you went to Eve. And I thank you this day that we have a covenant by the blood of Jesus Christ that makes us, that shows us, that teaches us that you desire to be in communion with us. By faith, we consider these things done. We honor you, thank you, and praise you forever. God, we love you, and we pray these things by faith. In Jesus' name, amen.